Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is this week's American Family Farmer. Every week at this time, we spend an hour together talking about what's going on the family farm, the reason to support family farms, how you get support. We have ideas from the guests. Most of the time, the guests are aimed at coming up with ideas, giving you ideas of what you perhaps can do on your farm to make it more successful from their perspective of doing the things that we suggest. However, today, we're not going to talk about that so much as we're going to talk about the farm from the point of view of children. We have someone who's written some children's books about ag, and I think it'll be kind of a fun excursion into the world of make-believe, or is it make-believe? That'll be the question that we answer when we talk to Dana Sullivan later on in this broadcast. The American Family Farmer, brought to you every week by the Stefan folks, if you will, trying to put together a number of things like the current podcast. We have a podcast every week, AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. That's where you're going to hear the whole program, and you're going to hear the podcast. If the essence of what we do every week sort of rings a bell with you, then you can find the whole show, or you can find the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. So I'm looking at the story of last week's visit with the Burnham folks, the orchards in Ohio. Great story, great inspiration, got a lot of good feedback from that program. So let's see what we'll get for feedback today. In terms of news, here's something. I start with this only because I think it serves as a good warning. Story of a 14-year-old Florida boy who accidentally shot and killed his 11-year-old brother after finding a gun near the farm in St. Petersburg, Florida. Is there anything else that needs to be said there? I don't think there is, frankly. Guns are on the farm. Guns need to be on the farm, but guns need to be taken care of responsibly, and sometimes they just are not. All right, so let's see. What do we have here? Well, by the way, this is kind of a reminder mode as well. We have the Food Farm and Family Focus, foodfarmfamily.com, that helps to give people who are interested in what the bottom line is when it comes to recalls and things like that. You can hear and get access to that information at foodfarmfamily.com. All right, the biggest story of the week continues to be the outrageous misinformation about the bird flu and how it infects dairy cows and whether you should drink the milk from a cow who's been infected with the flu. All right, so I guess the summation of my position on this and the information that's available, which is pretty clear from all sources, this is like asking you have flus, right? Everybody in the world. I've had a couple of flu bouts this year myself, and I don't usually get sick, but I had them because the flu was pretty strong this year. And now, I don't know that I produce anything that someone would like to eat, but the fact that we've all had these sorts of things, we've all survived with these sorts of things, and even though we've identified the bird flu, the particular strain, the virologists have done a good job, actually, and Cornell has been at the lead of this, they are sequencing the bird flu virus. The cows that we're talking about are pretty much all over the country, not in every state, but there are a lot of cows that are being infected with this bird flu. The milk, the people that say, oh, I don't want to drink that milk, it's terrible. Well, It isn't. I'm not a fan of pasteurized milk anyway, and you know that. You've heard me talk about raw milk versus the pasteurized milk. I think in this case, it may be that you can build up a high tolerance for lactose intolerance by drinking raw milk, and your immune system is naturally stronger and better drinking raw milk. But maybe if you are concerned, you might want to drink pasteurized milk, although I guarantee you, as I am sitting here telling you this story, that there is no risk to consumers at all. And of all agencies, the Food and Drug Administration has said that they've tested sample after sample after sample after sample of pasteurized milk that had tested positive for having remnants of the bird flu. They have stressed over and over again in the last week or two that the material is inactive and there is no finding that represents any concern about any virus that's in the milk that may be a risk to consumers. So you continue. The news media has basically killed, as usual, with ignorant points of view just to scare the hell out of you. They have continued to tell this story about maybe, well, you should consider not drinking the milk. No, that's not true. It's not right. And it's an affront to the American dairy farmer. It's just bull. So anyway, the FDA says there's nothing that we think would change our assessment that commercial milk is safe. The supply is safe, and that's it. So, you know, all of the other huzzarai that goes along with it is just that. It's nonsense. It's poop. The viruses that have been studied, even though there are a couple of new species, as I look at the work that's being done at the virology laboratory at the Animal Health Diagnostic Center at Cornell University, it's true that this particular strain can be fatal to birds. It attacks the gastrointestinal tract, also the nervous system. It's killed millions of commercial poultry and also wild birds as well. Virus has been detected in a lot of wild carnivores that feed on carcasses of dead birds. I would say you're talking about bobcats and bears and coyotes and that sort of thing. But back to the business. So there was actually a report of a juvenile goat that was infected. But people are asking about goat milk as well. As far as I know, goat milk is in the same category. Pasteurization is probably a good idea in this particular at this particular time in this particular situation. So anyway, one of the things that happens when your cow gets a bird flu is it doesn't produce as much milk as it normally does. So that was the first instinct. The cows had mild respiratory signs. They weren't eating as well. There were some cows with fevers, that kind of stuff. And those samples were sent up to Cornell for them to study. And then a couple of days later when they got the information, they were attributing some of the problem to pigeons, geese, and actually some of the farm cats got a hold of this stuff, and I guess some of them died. But the cows not getting it. Everybody's got a different molecular makeup, so this is going to affect different animals different ways. But I don't want to overcook this. I just am looking at the research that's been done, and I wanted to pass along. You're just as likely to drink contaminated water as you are to drink contaminated milk. So are you going to stop drinking water? No, I don't think so. Anyway, they're still wondering how. I don't know that anybody really knows how this virus spilled over into the dairy industry, into the cows, frankly. I haven't seen anything. It's a good question. They ought to find out what has brought along. I can tell you what happens to calves when they are around the poop of geese, young calves. I've had this experience 4 or 5 days old because I free range my everything, the cows, the calves, everybody's out in the open. And if you're somewhere where there's geese poop and the calves even smell it, get into their system, if they're 4 or 5 days old, they're dead the next day. So anyway, I just wanted, again, I'm saying that I wanted to underscore this because I'm a dairy guy, I'm a cow guy, And it does seem important to get the straight story out there. Coming up in a minute, IRS and guidance for retirements, the farmers and what's going on in terms of qualified retirement accounts. I'll give you some info on that. After I talk about Kellitrin, the number one way to lose weight all across America, all across North America, and now Kellitrin is being distributed elsewhere around the world because it's had, in the first 27 years of its existence, such a fabulous success rate. Please help yourself to the information. Check out toploss.com, the website for Kellitrin. Check out the deals. This is a way for you to lose the weight naturally, for you to help. You know, if you're overweight, the joints in your body are not working properly. So many things in your body are not working properly. Get them back to work. Find out how this can... have a counselor talk to you. Look at the stories of people, and there's a counselor attached to every story. Talk to some people there that can help you on your way to losing weight the modern way, the practical way, the safe way, using Kellitrin. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. When you check out, use Doug as the discount code, D-O-U-G, no shipping charges, and the best possible deals with discounts, and also you don't have to pay for it right away. Ask about that plan, too. Toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Kellitrin's. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. There are other things about Kellitrin that are important to note. One, it's not only something that comes as a capsule, but it comes as a liquid, and it comes as a powder, and I understand that there's a new flavorless powder.
Well, the powder is just super easy to store and transport. It mixes really well with the frother that we send you free, and it also has no flavor at all. So it basically just dissipates into the water when you mix it up, so it's like drinking a glass of water at bedtime. A lot of people who already have several medications that they're taking at bedtime, or maybe you just have trouble swallowing capsules, that powder is a really awesome option.
The deal, 50% off for the product at toploss.com. That includes Kellitrin, which is your number one product. By the way, use Doug and you get free shipping. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Let's lose some weight. One final a story here in the news department on the American Family Farmer. The IRS has released new guidelines this week for retirement accounts for farmers. I bet you didn't know. Maybe this is you. Only 40% of farmers invest in qualified retirement accounts. And most farmers, I guess, from what I've learned listening around, figure if they buy as much land as possible, they'll retire on rental income and they'll have the land to, you know, pass along to their future generations. The buy land strategy may be a good one, but you might want to diversify by investing in some other retirement, regular IRAs and retirement accounts, because they're taxed in a different way. You have an accountant probably, right? And, you know, if you don't, you ought to have one because they'll give you good advice on how to take care of your taxes, your liabilities, your requirements upon passing. But you got to do something. All right, hopefully a word to the wise here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
After the hour on this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen with Dana Sullivan, who's a well-known author, illustrator of children's books. So let's go to the focus on Our Family Farm. That's a picture book, a series that I have, that I have read to my grandchildren. Nobody ever read it to me, though. How long has this book, this series of books been around, Dana?
Well, they've only been around a few years. We started the first, probably about 5 or 6 years. There are now 4 of them. So, yeah, you didn't get to have them when you were a kid.
I lost out. Are you a farm kid?
I am not a farm kid. I grew up in Los Angeles. I now live in Port Townsend, Washington. But my great uncles and aunts had a dairy farm in Wisconsin, which I got to visit twice when I was a kid.
What did you think? I think that's a good place to start. When you went, how old were you when you went to your grandparents' farm?
I was 14.
So what impact did it have? What did you learn about the existence on the farm, animals that were there, work that was done, what your grandparents' life was like?
It seemed really hard. It seemed like, I mean, it was lovely. It was coming from Los Angeles to this beautiful green Wisconsin rolling hills. They were just beautiful. And these cows, and I found out my great uncle, who scared the heck out of me because he was just this old crotchety guy, he sent me out to go get the cows, as he said. I had no idea how to go get cows, and then they just ran from me until he came out and said, "Hey, boss," and they all came in rushing in to be milked. So,
Camus, right? That's what they judges say.
That's exactly, yeah, you knew my great uncle. And
no, I do. I was taught that. I've been around cows all my life. And that was one of the first things I learned. I was probably 5, 6 years old. Come, boss. And I was visiting a friend of mine in England a few years ago. And we would take every day we'd take a walk down the path behind his house and behind this farm. And I told him the story of how cows would respond to being called. And, you know, I'd tell him the whole story about how gentle cows are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the cows are up at the top of the hill. And he looked at me, and I know what he was going to say. He said, "I don't believe you can get those cows to come down here by just calling them." And So I did what I just did. Come, boys! Hamos! And in 3 seconds, there were 70 cows that headed down in a stampede down to that end of the pasture. So it's a great kind of a learning, fun experience to have.
Well, you know, hearing you do it like that, because that sounds a lot like a cow lowing. We live about 3 blocks away from a big cow pasture, and sometimes we hear them lowing to each other, and it sounds, you know, you first just think it's a chainsaw, and then it can be all kinds of things, but it's probably somebody yelling, "Hey, boss!"
Right. That's sort of what it is. Get a come, boss. Boss was the references to the bossy cow.
Yes.
You know, the cow is called, some people think that it's Bessie, but no. There's a boss cow in every herd, and you're calling to the boss cow to get the boss cow to bring the rest of the cows down or into the barn for milking or whatever it is. There's always that boss cow, and how many people even know that? There are people that listen to this program. These are shows that are aimed at farmers and making life on the farm better and more interesting. But also the American Family Farmer is about connecting families to food and the food sources. So there'll be a lot of people who will listen to this program and think, I didn't hear this. I didn't know this guy was around. I didn't know he wrote children's books. So, yeah, and the experience that we're having now kind of adds to the ambiance, if you will. So hold on a second. We'll pause for a few special items, and then Dana Sullivan continues. We'll get into the nitty-gritty of the Our Family Farm picture book series. What to expect, and as would be the case most every time you listen to this program, stick around.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony the demonstrators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hour now on this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Stephanie. Just joining us, it's Dana Sullivan with whom we are speaking. He's an illustrator and a writer of children's books that are published by the North Dakota Farmers Union. How did that come to be?
Well, the North Dakota Farmers Union put out a call for authors and for illustrators of the family farm books. They didn't even have an idea yet. They just, Mark Plotney, the president of the NDFU, had a wild hair to make a children's book. So my agent saw this posted somewhere and said, Dana, you should check this out. So I immediately went to a few farms in my area and looked around and tried to get some ideas going about what a book would be like. And you know, working family farms are busy places. You can't just go in and, hey, can I look around? No. it's dangerous. We have equipment. We have animals. So, but one thing I noticed about all of them was they had dogs. And that was the start of my idea for a working family farm. And the hardest worker there was the dog, Rocky. It was the Rose
Rocky.
Family.
Rocky. What kind of a dog was Rocky? What breed was he?
He was a blue heeler, just like my old dog. And, yeah, it was the Rhodes family. So he was Rocky Rhodes, and his girl was Dusty Rhodes. And so I submitted some ideas, some sketches, and they liked it. So it started off on a really great relationship. We've done now 4 books, and they're just a lot of fun to do.
So they're fun for you. What's the reaction been from people that you are trying to appeal to, youngsters especially?
I think they like the, well, it's not just the animals that are in the books, but all the equipment, the gators, the tractors, the combines, the trucks. They all have personalities and faces, and I think kids really like that. And they like seeing kids working on a farm. We also make sure we have plenty of technology in there too, you know, smartphones that monitor the cow barns and drones that check out the crops from above, things like that, because family farms are not just what they were 100 years ago. In fact, it was pretty strict rules. We were not going to have one red bandana, and we were not going to have one straw hat. Not the only ones wearing those are me when I draw myself at the end of the books.
Well, so in terms of your own family, I'd like to know what your family consists of, how many you have children, and whether they were the primer for this, whether they were the guinea pigs. Did you read them the stories before they got published?
Well, my kid's 38, so no, I may have told him some about it, but I didn't read it to him. Mm-hmm. I may have read it to some of my students. I teach class and teach picture books and comics and things like that to kids and adults. And so I've tried some of those to them, reading them the books to them, and they've given me ideas. I do love writing ideas by kids because they come up with crazy ideas that are fun and things I would normally have thought about.
How many of these books actually are on the market today are available, Dana?
4. The first one's called Everyone Works on a Family Farm. The next one is The Early Snow. Then we have Cows on the Move. And then the final one is Where Roots Run Deep. And that's actually, you asked me about my own kids, and I did put my son in that book. He's in the old time. We have old sort of black and white photos of, they're illustrations, but he's in the earlier generation of the Rhodes family farm.
So in terms of how to get these books, I have not, let's remind people a couple of times as to how they can get them. I want to get these for both my grandchildren. One's 9, the other one is going to be 3 fairly soon. The 3-year-old is all about trucks and tractors, you know, kids of that age are, and they know that the cow says moo, and what does the goat say, and what does the horse say, and, you know, that stuff. So I'm very interested in having this. So where do we get these books?
Well, if you go to ndfu.org, you will find all kinds of things, not just about farming. And a lot. It's a quite a deep website. It's got a lot of stuff, but pretty prominent up there is our books, and you can buy the books directly from the NDFU.
All right. So it's good. It probably helps to support their mission as well. The National Farmers Union is important. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to remember the fellow that was this may be a coincidence. It may not be a coincidence. The last president of the National Farmers Union was from North Dakota. And now I'm trying to remember Roger. I'm trying to remember his name. I remember him interviewing him a number of times. And he was all about education. He had been the farm director in North Dakota before he became the director of the National Farmers Union. Is that a coincidence or not?
Oh, probably not. I mean, this is the North Dakota Farmers Union, so which is, you know, affiliated with the Farmers Unions.
Right, but he was from North Dakota. He had been the director in North Dakota. He has a big farm in North Dakota, so I'm thinking this is not an accident.
No, probably not. And the current president, Mark Watney, is very, he really wants these books to show kids where their food comes from.
Yeah.
And he really wants to, the big thing is the generational aspect of family farming that, you know, he's personally on a third generation family farm, and everybody works. Everybody helps out, and it's the roots run very deep, especially in North Dakota.
Yeah, they should. Yeah, right, exactly. The Family Farm books. There's also another series, the Digger and the Daisy series. I want to talk about that in a little bit. Looks like that can be kind of fun as we educate people with stories about animals and life and things that are going on down on the farm, which is important as being lost way too fast. As far as I'm concerned, life on the farm is good, it's important, and it needs to continue. Dana Sullivan here with Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. A reminder about the special that's going on at MyPillow right now. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of their products, pretty much all of them. You may not know about some of these products. You may not have ever bought them. But if you go to the MyPillow product catalog, I've tried to talk about these over the years. The savings now, what a blast. So pretty much everything that's in the brochure is available right now for $25. Yep, they're having a $25 extravaganza. That's a two-pack multi-use MyPillow, $25. Regular MyPillows, my goodness, $25. Towels and... Yeah, I mean, all of these things, the Giza sheets, even the king-size ones are just $25. So order now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DS. This is not going to last forever, but when you look at the deals, look at the bargains, look at how you as a talk radio listener can benefit, why not help yourself, right? All the MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream sheets, the mattress topper, the towel sets, all you do is save, save, save. $25 for everything at MyPillow.com. Again, use the promo code DS. You get free shipping on the entire order. Promo code DS at MyPillow.com. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. All right, let's go over one more time as time allows. The deal, 50% off in essence for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitrin, which is your number one product.
Yes, and if you want to do a custom pack or maybe you want to call and speak to one of our Calitrin consultants, tell us your specific needs. We can also build you custom packs by the phone, too. So toploss.com or call us 833-TOPLOSS.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing, unique to the Calitrin folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin to help us all be inspired as spring has sprung. Let's lose some weight. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Hi, back with Dana Sullivan, the author of these Our Family Farm books, but he's also done the Digger and Daisy series. So let's just for a moment talk about those, because you illustrated these, I believe, all the books that you've done, you've illustrated yourself, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So tell us a little about the Digger and the Daisy series. Is that, I know it's for a certain age group, but it looks like it isn't necessarily farm-oriented, but I thought it was worth a mention.
Yeah, they're fun books. They're called early readers, so they're for kids who are, this is not a book that you'd read to a kid. The kid would read it themselves. So it'd be an early reader, and Digger and Daisy are brother and sister dogs. He's, Digger's the younger one, and Daisy's kind of the, a little more know-it-all older sister, which I know a lot about. And those are published by Sleeping Bear Press, and they're written by Judy Young. When I first got the stories, I just thought they were quite funny. They're very simple, but they're very clever. And they usually have Digger and Daisy who they get along. They definitely get along, but Digger is more mischievous and gets in a little more trouble. And Daisy, as I said, is a little know-it-all, and sometimes she gets a little comeuppance. But they always end on a very sweet note. They go camping together. They go to the zoo together. They go to the city, and Digger gets lost and then found.
Good lessons. Those are lesson books, sounds like.
Very subtle lessons. There's nothing that hits you over the head. So they're very fun to do, and it's fun working with Judy.
What did Dana Sullivan read as a youngster? What were you exposed to? Did you wish you had these kind of books when you were young?
I had a lot of books. My parents read to me constantly, and I didn't learn to read early, but I sure liked to listen to stories and go to plays and things. I love stories. And then when I did read, I read everything. But Where the Wild Things Are by Maurice Sendak, things like that. One of my favorite books. I still have that book. I love that book. In the Nutshell Library that he wrote, these tiny little books, and they were fascinating. I just loved anything that had to do with pictures, anything with pictures I loved. And then later, adventure stories, some science fiction, things like that, fantasy, of course, Lord of the Rings, that kind of thing. But I love Mad Magazine. I love the drawing, comic books, Spider-Man. Oh, I love Spider-Man. Superman, my hero. The Hulk Smash. Love that. Hulk Smash. I like it. That's good writing. That's really good writing. Everything. But mostly comic books, you know, as they started drawing. I just copied in the Sunday comics and the daily comics. I still read the funnies every single day. And my wife gets a kick out of what I say. But that's a good hand. He drew a good hand there. You know, not too many people look at that.
So what you're doing is inspiring us to be children or to be childlike, which, frankly, from my experience, when I'm on the farm, I spend as much time as I can on my farm doing the real work because I find it enjoyable and fulfilling. But I think that it's something that we kind of think of as most people, it's a distance. It's over there. You bring us some stories that sort of put it right here in front of us, so that's very cool. Dana Sullivan, the author of the Our Family Farm picture book series. Get it at ndfu.org. ndfu.org. Mr. Sullivan, thanks for being here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Past the hour here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts about modernization on the farm. The process of modernizing things that have to do with our farm, whether it's equipment, whether it's housing, whether it's what we grow, what we produce. I am a milk guy, and I've constantly been aggressive when it comes to talking about the federal milk marketing order. The system has collapsed. It really never did work well, and I never really understood, once I got into understanding how farming worked and selling milk worked, and you know how these big processors, the National Milk Producers Federation, basically controls now the milk supply, and how the average farmer, unless you're milking 1,400-1,500 cows, can't really make a go of it. And that's why all these small farms, this is by design. It's by government design. It's by large corporation design. George Bush, I've told this story before, but I'll tell it again for the purposes of this conversation. When George Bush ran for governor in Texas, the Sweezer family that ran Dean Foods raised about $400,000+, a little bit more, as I understand the numbers, to help him become the governor. So as soon as he became the governor, within months, the system of having, let's say, a free flow of milk to various sources, that went away because one company was allowed to buy up all the sources of production that it could. And thus the Sweezer family gained control of the fluid milk supply in Texas. Fast forward, George Bush runs for president, and the Sweezer family raises, $4 million, something like that, for George Bush's candidacy. And strangely, I know you'll think this is a coincidence, and of course it is, within 6 months after Bush became president, the system of monopoly ownership of the sources of production was put into place. And as a result of that, the Sweezer folks, Dean Foods, etc., got control of 75 to 85% of the fluid milk supply in America. Now, they've kind of run that into the ground, and they went bankrupt or close to it. and then the National, the Dairy Farmers National, what is it, Dairy Farmers of America came in, which is just an arm of the SWEASA thing. And here we have the National Milk Producers Federation trying to get a plan to the USDA that would change the way the farmer is paid. The whole system is bad. The support, the thing, the prices of milk go up and down like a yo-yo. And so what do you expect the smaller dairy farm? The most cows I ever milked at the time, I think, was 140. And that's when I was selling raw milk on this farm that I own now. The farms that I grew up around, when I was a kid, we put milk into jugs, put them into the cooler, and every other day we'd bring the jugs in a pickup truck to one of the local processing dairies in my community or nearby. Let's see, there was 1, 2, 3, 4 within, I don't know, probably almost every community had a dairy farm that was processing and selling and delivering its own milk. It's gone by the wayside, but now it's coming back again because there are good people who are producing good product, and the public realizes that what they're buying in the grocery store is not the best quality by a long shot. The family farmer, if he's, you know, there have been a lot of co-ops that were created, and I know there's one not far from me where 4 or 5 farmers got together originally. I think there's a few more involved in it now. They bought their own processing equipment, and they pasteurize the milk, and they have trucks, and they distribute the milk to local food chains, local smaller stores, and also they home deliver, or people can come to the farm. This is the truest and best way in my mind. You can say, oh, that's the old way of doing it. There's nothing that's been created that makes the quality of milk available to the average person that wants a quality product. If you're going to the store and buying the stuff that's there, I'm not going to say everybody is price conscious, but more people are price conscious than not. And so they, you know, put the emphasis on the price rather than the quality of the milk. So I guess my support for the farmer that's doing all the work ought to be underscored here. Go buy the milk, find a local producer, and buy milk there. Support the local dairy farmer. Never mind. I mean, the USDA, they're going to address the issues that come from the huge agribusinesses, the factory farms, that sort of stuff. So the Agricultural Marketing Agreement Act, which has been authorized and a revival is being proposed, that may help some of the bigger guys, but if you can sell it on your own, man, that's what I do. That's my thought. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.